The yeas are 227 and the nays are 203.
A vote to bring America back.
The motion to reconsider is laid upon the table.
The whole world is watching what we're doing here today. Countries around the globe are getting the message loud and clear that America is committed to leading in the 21st century.
That's how congressional Republicans and President Trump describe passage of the bill promised more than 10 months ago as part of an ambitious first-year agenda.
It will be a big, big cut. At the same time, we will provide massive tax relief for the middle class.
Businesses will benefit from tax cuts, Republicans say, encouraging growth here in the United States.
If you're an American like those of us here that are tired of seeing jobs shipped overseas because America had the highest corporate tax rate in the industrialized world and we couldn't compete anymore, this is an historic day for you to finally be able to see those jobs come back to America.
But the economic consequences of the bill are still up for debate, some analysts say.
There are no guarantees. There's no ties. There's no requirements set in a tax bill that tells these companies that the money has to be used to pay their employees more, to hire more personnel, to incentivize their staff with more benefits or for research and development or equipment that would effectively help in the economy.
And in an opinion poll conducted just before the final version was released, almost half of Americans said they disapproved of the bill, a problem lawmakers say will be solved when Americans start to see the impact on their paychecks.
I think when people figure out just how good this tax bill is, they're going to be supportive of us going forward. It's a big win for middle-class Americans.
But numbers from the Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center show a different reality, with 86 million middle-class households seeing a tax increase. Those numbers frustrating Hill Democrats, who all voted against the bill.
Republicans will rue the day they pass this bill, and the American people will never let him forget it. What has been sold as a job creator and wage booster will, of course, do little of either.
And Democrats said the rest of the world would be the ones to see the benefits.
It's a job killer that will help big corporations move jobs overseas. It will create them over in China and Mexico and Malaysia.
But for now, Republicans are savoring a tough victory.
This is one of the most important pieces of legislation that Congress has passed in decades to help the American worker, to help grow the American economy. This is profound change.
And hoping that change will help as they head into a tough midterm election year. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.